even though they competed against the most important surfing icons in the sport's history. Identical twins CJ and Damian Hobgood stood out from the rest. For a decade, the Hobgoods were the dynamic duo, two of the most feared competitive surfers on the planet. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? My name is Greg Stewart, and this is Sports and Commentary, a show that you help sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. CJ Hobgood was Rookie of the Year in 1999. 2 years later, he was the world champion, and he is with me today again on Sports and Commentary. So, CJ, give us a sense of the rush of your sport. Tell me about it, why this is so exciting, professional surfing.
I mean, to strip it down, it's first just having, being dunked in water. Like, it's like sort of baptismal-ish that just feeds a side of you as a human being that allows you to be a better person, right? So I think it's just the actual submerging in water, and then it happens to be ocean water. And then the fact that there's, some adherent risk out in those water. There's a lot of things that are outside of your control, which makes it challenging and which brings, sort of gratification. And then you're in nature and to sort of understand all these things that, sort of God made for you to enjoy, for me to enjoy. And then the lifestyle of it. It just feeds an area of you that it's just hard to even put into words, but it's something that you're drawn to, and it's something that, it's so addictive and it's so giving sometimes that you end up, some people end up dismissing a lot of other areas in their life that they need to take care of as well. So, it is just, it's just all those things into one that you just feel amazing. Like when you ride a wave and or if you get barreled or if you do a turn, there's just an experience and a feeling that happens that shoots like all this stuff through your body that you just go, oh my gosh. And you go out and catch another one and you go out and catch another one. And then you come in and you get dressed and you feel removed from the world a little bit out in the water. So it's, I'm a salesman, hopefully I sold it.
Yeah, you did. I mean, it looks kind of crazy, but I'm sure it's an acquired taste once you get out there. All right, CJ, you already shared during the week here about how you're so pumped about going deeper in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Can you share your spiritual story today?
I've always had a relationship. I've always had an understanding. I've always gone to our Father. I've always looked at our Father, Son, Jesus is the perfect example, and constantly going back to that source and understanding, okay, that was the source that would have to fill this well, and to a point that it was overflowing, and if it overflows, then I have something to give. It comes out of me, and just sort of understanding these things and then basically just applying them every day. And this is just, this is a little bit every single day over decades of time, and then for me, there's just times in life where it becomes so much realer and so much of a reality. And sort of, I think a good one that I've been living out of in this sort of season is, there's a time where you need to put your gifting down, crucify your gifting to see exactly where you're loved and how you're loved. And then from that area, you're able to give so much more. So I just sort of like had to take a journey the last few years to sort of put away surfing, put away my gifting, sort of crucify it and go to other areas that, I'm not good at and areas that are outside of my, and just sort of take that adventure with God and say, God, look, man, like I'm going in this, in this area, and I'm going to go with you. And the foundation is I want you to show me how much you love me. I want you to show me how much you're going to take care of me. And I know this is a long game, and I know this is over a period of time, but I need to take this journey. So that's kind of where I've lived out of the last few years. And like I said, I have seen him show up in so many areas of my life by taking that journey. And that's the season I'm in, early 40s, man. You sort of come out of this being a warrior and just wanting to take on the world, you know, to like, you know, then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to, you know, manage these things that you've given me, manage my kingdom here. And that's where I've gone. And it's been, dude, that's been such a fun journey. And to be able to do that, it does require you, you know, being on your knees and sort of asking, you know, God every morning, okay, what do you got for me? What can I do today on this adventure that we're on that, you know, I'm giving you an opportunity to show up and see how much you love me, man. Show me how much you love me. So it's been cool, dude. It's really been fun. Hopefully that doesn't sound too weird or in left field, but like, we got to take that journey, man. I'm sure you've had to take that journey. We all will at some point.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's a matter of putting Christ first every day in your life. It sounds to me like you're doing that, CJ. Former world champion surfer, professional surfer, rookie of the year on the circuit, CJ Hobgood, 41 years of age, from his home down in Florida. Hey, it's been fun to have you on the show here this week talking surfing and the addition of your sport to the Olympics this year, and definitely about your faith in Jesus. CJ, thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah, man. Blessings. Hey, thanks for the opportunity. You guys have a wonderful day.